It's true. You're joining me for lunch today. At the Strawberry Patch Cafe. You haven't joined me in a while. This is your hostess, Margarita, with the digital electronic PowerPoint report. You know, the Italiano is quite delicious. There are a lot of foods that I often enjoy and then tell you about afterward. Now, recently I was telling you about the changes in ownership to this cafe, but I also was telling you about the different dishes and entrees, some of the changes to the menu, some of the menu items that have stayed the same, and the importance of maintaining history, but also why it is necessary to remember history in its context. And sometimes we have a tendency to get so excited about change in its maximus importance, because change is good. But sometimes change can uproot the most essential strengths in the pillars of our own existence. That it can create a bit of uncertainty. That in this very panini that I'm enjoying, which is an Italiano, some might think, oh, it's just another Italian dish. But as I've mentioned before, this cafe, when it was originally opened, was a bit of a fusion of different menu items. It has different dishes that some are of Mexican tradition, and some are of Italian tradition, and some are an amalgamation, combination of the two. And that's really telling of societies here, there, and everywhere. Now, the Caprese salad that also exists on the menu and has not changed at all over the years is an example of the trueness of dishes that really are so simple. They're complex. They're truly complex. And they don't have to be changed. Now, if those were ever to be removed from the menu, then you would wonder, is it necessary when they are just so simple? They don't really have to be changed. There are some that are fusion items that have a combination. Let me explain. The caramella. The caramella was always a bit of a combination, because it's a latte, but then it's caramel, and then it has the name Ella in it, because in its original opening, Cafe Ella, of course, had the name of the owner, Ella. And so therein you see, even though the name has changed, the cafe has changed ownership over the years. Really, there is a trueness to keeping it in its own originality. And that speaks to respect and trueness. Now, what's on the walls may change over the years, from artwork to decor, but the understanding of what it means to have business decorum, that should never change. That is something that, if you truly are at heart someone who respects growth of, and I'm talking from the ground up, growth of brick and mortar development of community. Yes, it's true. There is such a thing. Small businesses are the essential understrength of societies. And you see that not just in one country, but in many countries. They are stalwarts that live through sea changes everywhere. And this is why I gave you two examples of what really reflect changes over the years. Now, the espresso is always an espresso, but whether you enjoy it in the country of Italy or you enjoy it in the country of the United States, you may think they have different iterations. Of course, you will sit there and you will wonder, you'll think of the coffee bean itself, how it was roasted, how it has changed. You will think of it, how it lands on your palate. And you may get schooled if you were actually in Italy about the flavors of coffee themselves. And they might tell you, no, it's not the same. The strength of the coffee is not the same in Italy as it is in the United States. But now it does depend, once you are in the United States, what type of coffee you purchase, how you enjoy it. Yes, of course, the machines make a difference. But you have to then, of course, wonder, what does happen if you enjoy too much coffee? What happens to your palate? Do you overindulge in the details of coffee itself? Now, don't be scared of so much conversation about how one day there will not be any coffee to travel around the world. Because it is true, one day there will not be a world, but it is the doomsday people that will indulge in that. That's true of any situation. So, for now, just appreciate the truth of what it means to value what exists and how the palate does enjoy the pleasantries of some of the daily wonders, what I call the wonderment of joy. If it is coffee that you awaken to every morning, or the splendor of tea, such as the steeping that is the enjoyment of the morning breeze, then you have to know that that is your enjoyment, is it not? So do not create disdain for the change that happens amongst neighbors. Because from the chai latte to the vanilla latte to the mocha latte, these are coffees and teas nonetheless that require unique preparations and unique attention. And so the caramella, too, is a unique amalgamation of the senses. And I must get to my lunch, because as I said, it is unique, and it can't be enjoyed cold, after all. And that concludes this episode of the Digital Electronic World Point Report. Thanks for listening. This is your hostess, Margarita.